U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia may be dead, but his legacy is alive and well among those hoping for a seat on Florida's Supreme Court. With a vacancy opening up next year, nominees are touting their adherence to Scalia's brand of constitutional originalism. I'm Nick Evans. A total of 11 men and women are hoping to take over for Justice James Perry when he steps down at the end of the year. The Judicial Nominating Commission will narrow that list, and then Governor Rick Scott will make the appointment. To curry favor, the candidates are playing up their conservative credentials. One commissioner, Jesse Panuccio, asked 9th District Circuit Judge Ellis Blackwell what it means to be a rule of law judge.
I think it means essentially being what people call an originalist, the sort of Bork concept, Scalia concept of originalism. And to me, that means figuring out what do the words mean that are in the law.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Roberta Bodner returned to the originalist theme when Panuccio asked her about the idea of a living constitution.
I think that if you're going to go looking for a principle to apply in interpreting a statute, a constitutional doubt, for example, I think you look at how those terms were understood at the time they drafted the Constitution.
Whichever candidate Scott selects, his or her role in the court will likely be reinforcing the conservative minority. The shift would dilute the liberal wing's control of the bench, and by reducing its majority from 2-1, it could give greater influence to justices who find themselves in the role of swing vote. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.